Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
I don't know if y'all can hear me, man, but we can't hear you, bud.
Hey, you guys saying you can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear right now.
Okay, now wait a minute, Sean. It seems to me you should be able to hear me when I use these damn phones. Hold on. Let me just ask again. Couldn't hear me then. All right. Hey, man. You got me. Y'all got me now, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man.
You're loud and clear, right?
Let's go then, goddammit. You know, we here. We doing this shit. I mean, let me put you back in, Sean. You guys don't know how much shit's going on with me. I've been sitting here writing, you know, writing on, not just writing, I've been wrote it, on this syllabus, man. I got so much dope for this goddamn SWU. Oh, my goodness. This is just a total breakdown of everything we've learned. And it's going to have you guys that's listening to the show, right now, those of you that actually have the course, people like Sean, people like Trayon is in fucking Japan. When them motherfuckers come out of that goddamn course, I just pity the bitch they talk to. Because, see, hey, you guys, what's really happening, people like Sean, people like Trayon, you getting this shit when you a young motherfucker. I had it for years, but I didn't know about it. You guys are going to learn you have it, and you're going to be able to use it accordingly. God damn it. Okay, fuck it. Welcome to the goddamn show. You know this is, you know, that ass Rosebud show. You know, I'm your goddamn host, Rosebud Bitter Dose. You know, I always give it to you like it is, man. That's why y'all fuck with me. You know, I know all you motherfuckers been seeing that shit on goddamn them videos of Me and Simple. Me and Simple ain't got no problem, for real. You know, Simple is Simple. I'm me. I ain't mad at him. I'm sure he ain't mad at me. You know, we both bulls, and when two bulls collide, they just gonna collide, and it's gonna be a bunch of shit. So I wish every one of you motherfuckers that's, you know, looking at that video still, if you look at it, look at it. But goddammit, keep your views to yourself, man. That shit is dead and stinking, far as I'm concerned. Because I'm always going to be Bud. I'm here doing the same shit I was doing when I was fucking with that motherfucking shit. But if you think about it, for the past 8 years, two or three times per year, I have to go through this with somebody. Somebody want to call me an old motherfucker. Somebody this, somebody that. Hey, but do you guys know that every single time, as long as I participate, all I do is make money. People you know, be hearing what's going on and hearing my point of views versus somebody else's point of views, a lot of the motherfuckers that's listening end up liking my point of views, and they end up fucking with me. So for your information, I'm an OG motherfucker, always playing. ABPs, you don't know how many thousands of dollars I've made, you know, arguing with that nigga. Man, I play for the long range. And if you don't understand that about me, then you going to sit up and make judgments, and you ain't going to know what the fuck you talking about. Because what motherfucker don't want to make some money, especially when all you got to do is talk shit to make it? Come on, man. This is a real game I kick with you. I be showing you shit. I be really opening up to you so that you can learn how to do shit, how to be whoever the fuck it is you want to be. I don't know who you want to be. I don't know why you would listen to me. And then, well, I'm not saying you guys, because, you know, I know you guys that actually listen to me know better. But I'm talking about, I'm sure that some of them sinful motherfuckers listening. And I'm saying, I just don't know why you guys don't, you know, understand I'm an OG. You don't know what I'm doing. You'll never know what I'm doing. I'm playing your motherfucking ass. And every goddamn time you hit that video, you paying me. Not with no goddamn YouTube shit. I don't fuck with YouTube like that. God damn it. I'm highly qualified to host this show. I'm highly qualified to show you the goddamn ropes of this game. This show, well, anyway, this show is brought to you by Ass Rosebud, the fucking AssRosebud.com. And you guys that are interested in, you know, my free shit, I don't have no free shit no more. Although the shit is still free, I don't charge for it. But I don't be saying it like I was saying it at first. Hey, bud, I'm hitting you for that free shit. I would say, well, I ain't got no goddamn free shit. You know, not that I won't give it to the nigga, but I'm saying I say that to him, and then I put that shit on there for free shit. Why? Why do you do that, bud? Because, man, you got to make people understand where you coming from. And if you're not willing to go the extra mile, you might have to look like an asshole like I do. I know motherfuckers think because I talk the shit I talk and I'm so serious about the shit I talk about that I'm an angry old man. But hey, you guys, think about this. What the fuck do I have to be angry about? The people that hate me, hate me. The people that love me, love me. But what I'm saying, I'm 65. I already did everything up as far as trying to compete. I already did all that. And to me, now, I don't know what you think, but to me, I fucking won. I fucking won. So I don't understand why you people don't understand that. The race for me is over. Been over. Just because I quit pimping don't mean I quit having game. Hey, 919. Bring your ass back on here, because I'm finna come at you right now. I'm seeing you get press one. What's up with you, man? Why you took one off? Come on, man. Don't be square like that. What's up? Man, it never fails. It never ceases to amaze me why so many motherfuckers just jump like that. Now, let me make sure ain't nothing wrong. Sean, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah, you loud and clear. He just ain't had nothing to say. He back down.
All right, man. All right, I'm putting you back in. So you guys, you know, follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. You know, don't forget my name. Got two D's in it for a double dose of this motherfucking shit we be talking about. You know, don't sleep on my MP3s on CD, baby. You know, they're dope. And they make it clear that my shit is the best shit out there. You know, this show is about the answers that you're going to get to problems that you have or experience. And just to clear up to all of you, I am, as far as the game go, I'm a guardian of it. I ain't in it. I know all about it. That's, you know, when you can do it, I mean, when you're a motherfucking young and ready, you do it. When you old motherfucker, you teach or whatever. That's what I'm saying. I fucked it up. But my point is, I'm a guardian, and I'm not going to let a motherfucker send people that's actually listening out to get killed. Because when you don't really think fully street, if you're out in the streets, see, you the motherfucker they going to get. You know, the motherfucker that thinks street shit all the time when he in the streets, shit, you know, he going to survive. Me, I ain't in the streets. But don't fuck with me, because as far as where I'm coming from, I'm a street nigga. And if in the streets, if you let a motherfucker charge you with some bullshit and it ain't no big deal, you don't make a big deal of it, otherwise deny it, call this nigga a punk, whatever the fuck, because any motherfucker in the street that come at you with some shit is your fucking enemy, and you gotta shut that motherfucker down. And I think like that today. So all you soft motherfuckers, don't fuck with me if you don't want to see me go off, because that's what I'm gonna do. I'm going off. I'm gonna talk shit. But motherfuckers in SWU, they gonna learn the same shit. And they may not do it the way I'm talking about right now, but they gonna learn what's necessary about doing it. And they gonna see, let me tell you this, how many motherfuckers that you really know of, that was in the streets like I was, it ain't never been to the penitentiary. Ain't never had to carry no goddamn pistol. Come on, man. I got fucking game, and I made it through everything. I made it through all kind of goddamn shit because of the fucking game I got, the game I display, and the game every motherfucker looking at me, because you got to remember this. I was driving a Rolls Royce. Don't tell me some white motherfucker or some basketball-playing motherfucker that got a Rolls Royce go roll up on 11th and O or 14th and K in D.C. and get out jeweled up. Oh, let me calm down. Man, I ain't even angry right now. I guess I do sound angry. But I ain't angry. I'm just talking shit. You motherfuckers killed me, Sean. What's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, yo, callers, don't be scared when he's talking like that. And one more thing, the dude from last week, when he called in and Rosebud roasted him, I bet he got some value from what Rosebud had told him. And I bet that he saw that what he was doing was some sucker shit. So if he reevaluated how he was moving and what he was allowing that female to say and do to him, I bet he ended up in a better position. So don't get scared when he starts spitting that fire and shit. Jump in the fire. Don't be scared. Go ahead. Press one.
Hey, Sean, let me tell you something, you motherfucker. I mean, you know, I need moderators, man. And, you know, I'm going to choose them wisely. But I know you would be in there, nigga. You see, because what I'm saying is, I talk the way I talk. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. Sean, I'm going to put you back in. Let me tell you motherfuckers something, man. I'm a charger. I always charge you. I'm not going to let you just be around me and you can't. Man, I'm talking shit. I'm going to front you off. I'm going to say whatever the fuck that I need to say to let me know I can be cool with you or not. And what I'm saying is, goddamn, man, my motherfucking shit really is about just what Sean's saying. If a motherfucker listening to how I'm talking, they ain't gonna fuck with me. And I don't want them to. Because the motherfucker that just hear what I'm saying, fuck how I'm delivering it, he might say, man, you a crazy motherfucker, man, but you know that shit you was talking about is right. He'll let me know he's checked me being wild, but he gonna fuck with me because he a real motherfucker. That's the motherfucker I want to fuck with me. You know, and I can't help it that that's me. I'm gonna be me. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. I don't give a fuck what you think about me being me. I don't give a fuck. I done heard so much shit about Bud. You're hating. You're a hater. You've been sipping Haterade instead of Gatorade. I hear all that shit. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you motherfucker something else. Isn't it strange that current motherfuckers that's currently doing shit, motherfuckers that think the shit they doing right now is the shit. Don't you find it strange that those motherfuckers compare themselves with my black ass with what I did 20 fucking years ago? Otherwise, when I was out there, I wish I would compare myself with them motherfuckers that I knew was rolling like a motherfucker, even though they still on the scene. Them motherfuckers was like 60. Who the fuck want to compare himself with that? I'm comparing myself with whoever the fuck rolling right now. I don't got to know that nigga. That nigga could be from Tennessee and pulled in and just start rolling. Man, I'm comparing myself with him. Because I ain't no scary motherfucker like y'all. So what I'm saying is, when that shit do happen, all it do is confirm to me how much of a motherfucker I was. Because I know a real motherfucker ain't about to compare himself with me. He just gonna give me kudos for what I did in the time period I did it. And then he gonna go on because I can't compete with him. He knows it. He's not even thinking about, I think I can compete with him. The only thing he's thinking about is if he ain't Rolls Royce'ing yet, and he know I was Rolls Royce'ing, he going to give me the credit of being a motherfucker that was Rolls Royce'ing. You know, otherwise I'm a cool whatever. But he only saying it like that to himself because he know he going Rolls Royce. And when he see me again, he going to do me just like I did them Rolls Royce motherfuckers. Pull up. Hey, what's up, Mike? You know? And they ain't going to do nothing but say, hey, bro, what's going on? If they don't know me. And if they do, we might kick it at the light. And if what we talk about is stimulating, nigga might say, pull over, man. And you know, man, come on. That's our game. Go, man. And the reason y'all don't know that, it's because you ain't been in the game. You know, I had a motherfucker talking to me today, telling me what, you know, pimps do, woo, woo, woo. And I said, well, man, how many of those you got, woo? I was talking, I'm going to kick it with him. And he said, he ain't a pimp. I mean, okay, of course you ain't a pimp. I ain't saying that's a bad thing. What I'm saying is, how can you have a comment or a point to make when it's about pimping without talking about something you read? Something somebody told you. I be talking about something I did. I be talking about stuff that I lived. I ain't talking about behind a computer. I'm talking about out in the streets. How do I know those corners? How do I know those spots? If I wasn't there. How do sinful have stories to tell about me? If I wasn't in those places, pimping my motherfucking ass off. Now, the reason I'm saying that shit is because that's what we're talking about tonight. I'm not talking really, you know, about sinful or nothing like that. We're talking about the commitment I have, the commitment you need. You got to commit. If you don't commit, you ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit. That's why the majority of you motherfuckers don't have shit, ain't gonna have shit, because you ain't gonna commit. You won't be like me and say, I wouldn't give a fuck what damn motherfucker got to say about me. I'm gonna come at, you know, period. You know, hey, Rosewood, you're ranking yourself, man. You're taking from your legacy. If I was a beta motherfucker, I would say, you know what, man, goddamn. I am sounding angry and shit. Man, maybe that motherfucker right. Man, I ain't no beta motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga. Telling me what I'm doing. My legacy is my legacy. And it's only going to be what I do. I ain't letting nobody form my legacy. If I'm a nigga that go off, goddamn, let me. When I see it go off, I realize I was screaming at y'all again. I ain't really screaming at y'all, man. This is just how I talk. On that video, nigga tell me don't talk too loud, Rose, but you know you're white, blah, blah, blah. Come on, man, this is my fucking house. I do what the fuck I want to do. I don't even think like that. I really don't. Now, I ain't no asshole. She ain't here right now. So, yeah, I'm talking shit. And if she came, I close my office doors. I got a set of double doors and a regular door. I close them motherfuckers. But I ain't no start talking soft. Because I ain't no soft nigga. My woman knows that. So for a nigga to even open his mouth and speak on something like that, it just shows you what kind of nigga it is. So just be real with yourself, because that's what we finna kick it about. I'm motherfucking right here. I want to answer your motherfucking questions. 443, I see you, bro. What is up with you, man?
Hey, what's good, bud? I got a question, a problem sort of along the lines of what you're talking about now.
Come on, man.
How do you... One problem I have is I'm at a party or a bar and I'm just scoping the scene. I have an issue where other dudes, I guess kind of insecure dudes, come up and trying to start a conversation, end up like trying to waste my time and shit. So I just front them off?
No, man. What you do, bro, first of all, if you're experiencing that it's something about you that people are seeing, okay, they're noticing it. First of all, you can't be guessing about that. You need to know what that is. Now, once you know what it is, when the shit happens, you're supposed to know that that shit, whatever that is, it has attracted whoever this is, and you want to get away from this shit. So, bro, you're supposed to say, after he say, hey, man, whatever, blah, 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 and you say, blah, 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 and you see it's a waste of time, you're supposed to say, damn, man, I got some shit I got to do, man, I'll be back, and leave. Why would you let a motherfucker waste your time?
I hear you. I wouldn't. I don't want to.
I know you hear me. Listen, I know you hear me. I know you don't want to. But the question is, why would you do it?
Because I want to waste time.
No. You do it because motherfuckers don't understand what's a beta move and what's an alpha move. That was beta shit. You know, this is the kind of shit they're going to be learning in SWU, man. Hey, you motherfuckers, I'm going to drop shit on you, and I'm going to tell you how these motherfuckers going to come up in SWU, because I'm going to let them know how to distinguish alpha and beta. We don't fuck with Charlies. But what I'm saying, man, is if you knew how to distinguish that shit, you would understand what I'm saying to you. And you would understand the power of what the fuck I'm doing has. And you would understand why I'm such an asshole about what I believe, because I'm not listening to nobody. I'm not a beta motherfucker. I ain't giving a fuck what you think. I will acknowledge that it's interesting to hear you quote Plato, you motherfucker, or whatever, but it ain't got shit to do with me, because I quote Bud. Who's to say 50, 70 years from now, motherfuckers won't be saying some shit that I said quoting it? Talking about this man, this was some real shit back then. You know, I don't know what they'll be saying, but what I'm saying, man, you see how crazy I think, bro. I'm crazy.
But that's the way to think about it.
Hey, I'm crazy, man, because I think about this kind of shit. I ain't trying to just be here. A lot of motherfuckers gonna just be here, man. Let me tell you something. When I'm gone, I'm going to still be here through the internet, through them damn movies, through them documentaries, through my books. You know, I'm going to still be here. And this was important to me, brother. I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm saying I decided that I wanted, you know, to leave something lasting like that. So, yeah, I can sit up and hope I you know, win the lottery and then do some good shit. But no, man, I struck out to do it. And I've done some shit that when I go, I mean, motherfuckers going to be sad, you know, which accordingly is good, but they're going to really be sad because of all the shit I did that was good, the game I spilled, the way I woke them up, all these things that I really left behind. This is the way I think, man. And for your information and everybody that's listening, I even know what this is called. This is the regenerative phase of life. This actually comes to people that did. Hey, man, if you don't have nothing else, I'll put you in the queue. But if you do, come on with it.
No, I hear you. I'm going to work on getting in that group any kind of way I can. But put me back.
Hey, you got to get the course, bro. That's the only way. You got to have the course. But look, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, I'm in the regenerative phase. And, hey, baby, close this double door, and I'll close this door. I'm in the regenerative phase of life. And the regenerative phase is when you want to give back. You know, so otherwise, I've been a taker. I know I've been a taker. I know I didn't took shit. You know, and yeah, I'll do it. Just close it. You got it? I know I done did shit. I know I done took all kind of goddamn shit. But what I'm doing now, what I call myself doing, is giving back. That's why I do what I do. That's why I got Sidewalk University. Because, you know, I ain't saying I'm shame or guilty or any of that shit about what I did. But I know I was a taker. And why I brought all that up, I learned in my psychology classes that the criminal that actually did good and was basically got away, when he experienced the regenerative phase, there's only two ways he's going to act. Fuck, or he's going to really jump into it. And the fuck it guy was really a criminal at heart. But the motherfucker that jumped into it was a criminal at heart, but he had something else, like me, because I'm a thinker. I'm not just going to be a criminal. I'm not slow. I'm not a motherfucker that can't think, multitask. So what we are really, you know, trying to get into as far as what I'm doing is being able to be a professional athlete, man. We ain't trying to think about what to do. We just going to do it because we know every move to make in the book. That's how fucking well we studied. That's how well I prepared these motherfuckers, and you just wait till you meet one of them. So, like I said, you got to have commitment, and that's what we're talking about. And I know from how I represented myself that I am like a real nigga to most of you motherfuckers that, you know, fuck with me. And I've been in all the goddamn cities where you live. Well, maybe not all of them because I got people listening to me in Greenland and shit. I ain't been to Greenland. But I've been to most of the goddamn cities to where you motherfuckers are right now. And I pimped in the motherfucking cities. Now, pimping is one thing. But what about after you stop pimping? Have you seen any motherfucking professionals win today's game with yesterday's score? No. So what does yesterday have to do with me? Nothing. That's why I don't fuck with it. I just know about it. You got to make that distinction. I didn't call school teachers, attorneys, construction working bitches, dyke, you know, any kind of goddamn bitch there is out there. But that was when I was pimping. And what it took to catch them, I knew. Is it fair for you square motherfuckers out there to think that I supposed to forget that shit because I'm a motherfucking square myself right now? No. No, and I didn't change. I didn't change my approach when I was catching them different women. I ain't changed how I am right now. I'm saying I really believe what I'm talking about. You know, it was always direct and in their face. And ain't that what you see from me today? Although I did adjust the tone of it depending on, you know, which woman I was talking to. But, you know, don't be mad at me because I know how to be all these different dudes. There is only one way to know your way is the only way to do something. And you can't do that without the confidence of a fucking lion. I can't let nobody tell me shit. Now, that don't mean I won't say, hey, man, you know what? I didn't know that. That's right. You know, that's some good shit. Otherwise, I'm saying, man, I didn't know that. You told me something. Hold on. I'm talking so much shit, man. I didn't see all y'all, man. You got questions. Come on, 347.
What's up, bud, man? I got a request for you.
Come on.
I would like to hear that story about how you caught that dyke. I don't think we ever heard that one before.
How I caught a dyke?
Yeah,
bro,
how you
that's
caught
the
that
easiest
dyke.
Uh-huh. The particular dyke I caught was in the a bar drinking, and she was a real dyke. Now, this bitch had short hair and everything, but not man looking. You know what I'm saying? She had the features, the short hair, and I think she had on like the vest or some shit. And I told her,
yeah.
I sat by that bitch, and I fucking ordered a drink. And I was right next to her. It was the only seat. And I ordered a drink. And as we was drinking, she put her finger in her a drink and started stirring it around. And I said, you know what? That's what's wrong with my drink. Doggone it! It doesn't taste right. Can you just stir mine up and put a little bit of that sweetener in it? And that bitch started smiling. And that's when I actually noticed she was a dyke. So I didn't really get at her like, you know, I would. I just was just talking to her. You know, shit, people be so – I think I'll start talking about how people be afraid to talk to people and get germs. I started talking about germs or some shit. And I say, I ain't afraid of that goddamn shit. I'm the kind of motherfucker. And I just go on with the conversation. And the goddamn bitch just laughing and shit. She said, "You're interesting." I said, "I'm more interested than you, but I can see you ain't trying to get no motherfucking dick, you know." And she laughed. She's like, "Nah, I mean, it's not like I haven't ever had any. It's just it's not my preference because men are." And I said, "Not like me, huh?" And that bitch just smiled. And I didn't have her long because she really was a dyke. She really did like pussy. Bet more she liked dick. But I had her maybe 6 weeks, something like that. But it don't matter how long you have them. It mattered as far as you asking that question and what was important for me to answer it. Yes, you can't let nothing stop you from catching a bitch or at least getting at her. But what I did, what did I do that you noticed that stood out that may have allowed me to catch that bitch from what I just told you?
That once you find out that she was a dyke and that she admitted it, you still got at the bitch.
Well, you was on the right track. But what I did was adjust my conversation to the situation. You got to be able to do that. If you out to my man, I want to catch a bitch. Woo, woo, woo. You know, I want a 10 if possible, blah, blah, blah. And you sit and talk to that bitch, you wouldn't fuck with her. But let me tell you this. In the 6 weeks that I had that bitch, she must have brought me 6 or 7 bitches. And 2 or 3 of them I had for a gang of time. So who's winning?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Man.
We already know you won. You won about 6 or 7 motherfucking times, man.
Hey, so what I'm trying to say is I'm sure you asked that question because that's a difficult situation to you. And it is. You got to play it a certain way. But that don't mean you can't play it. What you're supposed to do is think whatever the hell you think, say whatever the hell you think you should say, and whatever the end result is, you're supposed to work on that for the next time you come into that situation. Because believe me, the only way I knew how to talk to a dyke was because I missed several dykes. When you miss, you learn to correct shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I say when you go out and get rejected, that's really, that's better than getting accepted, because now you know what not to do. Let's say you go out and you fucking with this bitch and you catch her right away. Didn't get no rejection. Shit, you didn't learn shit. And let's say you didn't learn shit, and now you out and you see this broad that actually, after you talk to her, could actually be the one you really like. Man, if you try the same shit, what if you miss her? You know, the same shit as the last one. You don't. That's why you try different shit with the broad with the same objective. You don't change your objectives. You just do different shit. You have different postures. 847, I see you. I'm coming at you right now. Is that, you got anything else, 347?
Yeah, I mean,
do what?
I said, yeah, that's
good. Your phone, Fade. Hey, hold on. I heard you at the end right there. I hear you now. What?
I say, yeah, man. Appreciate that.
All right, man. For sure. 847, what's up with you, bro?
Good evening. You've been telling us about your large family and all that, and I want to know, what advice do you have for somebody who pissed off that they got a very small family?
You talking about immediate family, sons and daughters?
Well, all I got is just my two parents, and that's all. I don't have no uncles.
So
well,
you're
no
not no no no. Hold on, you're not talking about the immediate family as far as your kids. You're talking about your family, extended family. Well, your mom and dad is your immediate family too. So you're saying you pissed off about that?
Yeah. Especially after he.
Let me ask
you
something. I got something to say to you about that, but I want to ask you something first. Why are you pissed off about that?
Well, because I feel like something was missing.
Let me wake you up. Something is missing. Your goddamn extended family. Now what you gonna do? What? Huh? Is it gonna change?
Well, as far as I see, all I can do is just make my own kids and then make sure that they have a lot of brothers and sisters.
What I'm saying, no. Well, you can. That is a good solution. But that's not really my question. My question was, why are you mad? See, you can't answer that. And if you did answer that and you were a reasonable person, you would see you being silly. You're just wasting energy being mad at that. The only way you should be mad at that is if you didn't have a big family and there was a way you could change that and you fucked off the way. Now you could be mad. But there's no way you could change what you were born into. I don't know what happened to your mother and fathers, brothers and sisters, but something happened. You should find out why. What happened to your brothers? What if they're only childs?
That's what they are.
They're only childs, both of them?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you ain't got no extended family, except your grandparents. Are they gone?
Nah, they here, but, you know, they senile.
No, man, no. Hold on. We ain't asking about their contribution to life or nothing like that. What I'm saying is, you said you didn't have no family. What I'm saying right now, I see you ain't even taking advantage of the family you got. So if you had family, what's to make you think you would really be cool with them? You don't even go fuck with your grandparents enough. I can tell from what you're saying. You don't fuck with them enough to even give them the respect that you would be giving your grandparents when you go fuck with them. Every time you go see your grandparents, that make them happy. that you know she they had that son or daughter that had you. And then when they look at you, they see going. I mean, you improve their day. And I'm not saying they live down the street. I'm saying wherever they live, you owe it to yourself as much as you can to see your family, especially when you're sitting there talking about being disillusioned about family because you come from a small one. The motherfucker that comes from a small family is the motherfucker that really values family, or it should be. He values it because he ain't got none. And when he start having some, he just gonna make sure they have all the family environment that say you miss. And as far as what to do, that's what to do.
I dig it.
I mean, did we kick it?
Yeah, I got it. I feel you.
And did I help you?
Yes.
All right, bro. I just want to know, man. You know, I just want to know, because if you would have said not really, I would have wanted to know where are you not clear. But if you say I did help you, I'm cool, man. Family, just like you think. Go ahead.
No, I agree that I was being silly because I think that I just had too much time on my hands and I let my mind wander into some, you know, bullshit. Pay more attention.
Hey, part one in 1.0 male confidence. You got to stay on top of that garden. A lot of weeds grow in that motherfucker, man. You
got to
weed that garden, man. Because I would have got rid of that thought if I could have. No, man, if you got too much time, dude, that's another thing right there. If you got too much time, you doubly fucked up for not going, even if it's a 2-hour drive to see grandma, grandpa, and make sure they got their motherfucking shit they need for right now. You know, and if they do, you sit there, have some tea with them, or if they drink, have a drink with them, and then you say, okay, grandma, woo-woo, or grandpa, woo-woo, I'm gone. And if you need anything, make sure you call me. Man, come on. That's going to make them feel so goddamn good. And then you let them know that you mean that by going back. You know, you got my number, right? No, I'm serious, man. I had an auntie. She was the last of the Dixons, and she died at 93 or something. But anyway, man, shit. I used to go over her house, and God damn it, whatever she needed, if she needed a table. And she told me, here, take this money. Girl, woman, I ain't taking no money to buy no goddamn table. And I would go buy wood and build it right in her house, right in front of her. And then it would be there for her. Man, come on, man. I didn't see her, you know, every day or anything like that. So when I did see her, what you need, Auntie? You know, she's saying blah, 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 whatever. But hey, whatever it was, if it was something I could build, I would have went and bought it for her. But if it was something I could build, I would rather her sit there and watch me build it. You know why? Because Uncle Jabbo was a carpenter, and he used to build shit. And I know that would used to really please her to see that I was building shit. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, and I tell you, I do visit my grandparents, but I wanted to have, you know, your brothers, because they was cool and, you know, they was, you know, had fly girls.
Hey, bro,
and stuff.
Bro, listen to this. Listen to this where you ain't using your head. Listen, why don't you go adopt some motherfuckers out the community and be their big brother for every 2 or 3 days, 1 hour, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, make sure they get to see this, that, and the other that you would show your little brothers. I mean, you don't actually have little brothers, but there are little motherfuckers out there that need big brothers, and you need to see what, I mean, if you really want all this stuff you're talking about, which is good shit, you need
just
to try to
go
help. Yeah, you need to try to go help, man. There's little motherfuckers out there that need to talk to your ass. They just need to. And they ain't want to talk to you because you some pimp nigga that's got all kind of reputation. They want to talk to you because you an older motherfucker and you should have wiser shit to say to them than what they say to each other. They don't really think that, but I'm saying they're, you know, hoping for that. You know, they're hoping that you one of these dudes that they can look up to, man. Hey, man, do that shit, man. Think about that, man. All right?
I will. For sure, for sure.
All right, bro, for sure. Hey, Sean, you got off, man. Don't get tired of me. What's up, man? You back home?
No, I didn't get tired. What happened was you hit it on the head. I was going to tell him he got to reevaluate his approach and the way he thinks because there's some motherfuckers that you ain't related to. If they're a certain caliber, they just as good as family. Like, I got a big family, but there's some motherfuckers that's not my blood. Them motherfuckers is, they you know, they are 1,000 in my book, you know, so you might want to put yourself out there in a certain way and, you know, you might meet some people that'll be like family. Don't be close to it.
Hey, Sean, what you got to understand, it's only one thing you did that was fucked up, and that you got off the goddamn phone. What I'm saying is even when a situation like, as far as I hit the nail on the head, and since I said it, you don't want to be redundant. No, man, it's better to hear a live person that really have different things that coincides with what they're thinking to say their view of it. So in the future, man, you know, if you listen to me, you know I do that a lot. Say some shit that you was gonna say or what you was thinking, but don't let that stop you from talking or stay. Don't let it stop you from stating your point. If anything, consciously try to adjust or change how you was going to say it. So it just won't really sound like you jocking a motherfucker. We go learn. I'm gonna go in. This is actually a topic that we gonna go into, man. I'm telling you, man. This shit is dope, man. Just never mind.
We dealing with all aspects of kicking. We dealing with all aspects of kicking. In another word.
Well, yeah, but even when you say something like that, you're limiting your thoughts. We're kicking it about all specs of it. Period. It ain't about kicking it. It's about when you kick it. It's about when you need to move. It's about when you think. It's about all these things that you didn't add, because kicking is only one thing we're going to be doing. You watch, man. Just watch, man. You don't know how happy I am, man. I went to school to be a teacher. You see how much I'm in there fucking with y'all now, man.
Yo.
Sean,
yo,
you see, I ain't bullshit. I done told y'all that it ain't starting to January the 2nd, but I've been there every day fucking with y'all, man. I love this shit, man. It's going to happen. My dream is going to happen. And when you motherfuckers, you know, graduate, you know, and show, because I got a y'all final, you just ain't going to know. But when you show what you really learned, see, I'm going to see that this is real, man. And what you doing is helping me establish this fucking curriculum. You know, I only had a theory of the curriculum. But now I get to really use it and establish where it is right and wrong and could be improved, woo, woo, woo. And you guys in here free. You think the next class going to be in there free? Shit. I'm really establishing something where you can learn some valuable shit. And once I go through y'all, I might have to go through another class too. But once to make sure I replicate the results, you know, you guys might be outstanding and show results that I can't ever replicate. But of course, I got to replicate it. And when I do, man, Sidewalk University, for me, is going to be a real university. And people are going to really learn what y'all learning. I got a whole plan, bro. and you helping me with it. That's why I love you. That's why I gave you that action I gave you, because not only do you show your support, you know, you participate like a motherfucker, man. That's how you do it. So as far as what we doing, I can't give them the more. You know, I'm canalizing these motherfuckers as I'm telling you.
I have a proposal, but I have an idea. Like, you know how when you go to college.
Hold up. Does it have something to do with SWU?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
It has to do with the remedial SWU. I was thinking the guys that don't have it to go to the SWU, is there a way you could put them on some type of, can you create some
no,
type of remedial
no,
SWU?
No. Hey, listen, you don't make a way for the weak motherfuckers to fuck your shit up.
That's true.
You only keep it to where the motherfuckers that's deserving can be in the shit.
That's true. When
you start trying to help a motherfucker do it, you know, you try to make it easy for him to do it, that motherfucker is going to fuck the shit up.
That's true.
I want motherfuckers like you. I want motherfuckers that stand up for what they believe as far as what we talking about, show it in everything they say. Because I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Sean is a critical thinker. He hasn't really fully developed it, but I see it developing. And you could tell by when he gives you an answer, he don't stop with the answer. He explains where he's coming from and how it's going to benefit you or not. This is a person that's thinking about what he's thinking and is not afraid to tell you what he's thinking. And you got to understand, this is a big thing because a lot of you guys haven't even reached that plateau yet. And that plateau is the bottom of where you got to be to get to where Sean trying to go. Well, it's not at the bottom, but it's low. It ain't nowhere near where he's going. And then where once SWU take effect, man, you watch and see. I'll be doing SWU. I probably won't even be doing this shit no more. I'll be, you know, serious about SWU, man, having motherfuckers. So, Sean, you got anything else?
No, that's it, sir.
All right, man, for sure. See, the thing about it is when you have the kind of confidence that you're supposed to have, you don't even think about what's necessary to catch. You just do it. See, that's one of our mottos, or I forget what it is. God damn it, where is that, man, so I can tell you exactly what it is. Fuck it. I'm writing my damn syllabus, and I got that in there. But see, we ain't dudes. That's how you tell beta and alpha men. See, beta men, they think about it. No, you know, they think something, and then they think about doing it. See, alpha men think it, do it, because they do not think. They believe that they will never let themselves or allow themselves to think something that's not really pertinent to them going forward. So why question what they think? They simply think it, which is what professional athletes do. They believe in themselves. And whatever it takes to make that score, they ain't never practiced reaching backwards or catching with one hand or some shit like that. But when there's this call for that shit, they not go, should I catch it with one hand? Or no, you beat it, missed the ball. The ball beat it, flew by you thinking that shit. They just react. And they trust their reactions. And that's where we going. That's where we going, fellas. Oh, shit, I'm not in my course. Hey, I can say that, but, you know. Check it out, though. I mean, I'm really good at catching, you know, and I really could catch in my sleep. You know, I can go to sleep and dream about catching, you know, and wake up the next day and I don't have the experience that I dreamed. I try to make that experience so I'll be willing to say what I said in my dream, and I find a way to say it. I find a way to see a bitch and have a conversation so I can say what I dream about. So, because I want to know if I can see the future. I want to know if I can foretell shit. Now, so far, I can't. But shit, don't be mad at me because I know how to have fun with my goddamn life. This is my life. I've been living this life for a long time. You know, I ain't got to be, you know, trying to do some shit that some other motherfucker think, and this motherfucker is 25. I'm saying shit. What kind of motherfucker would I be to not stand firmly on what I believe? So, check this out. I started on this show. The time didn't actually prevent me to get into it. So I'm going to just ask this question, these questions on here. I want somebody to respond before I actually answer this question. So I just, you know, want you to participate. But the questions are, how can a man expect to attract women or a woman if he's actually afraid of women? The second question is, how can a pimp, how can a young dude that's trying to be a pimp catch a hoe if he's really afraid of what it takes to have her? Now, is somebody going to try to answer that for me? I can take a second for you to come on. But this ain't going to do nothing but make me think y'all ain't shit if you don't try to answer it. But fuck it, I ain't going to wait, man. Wait, I'm going to have a drink first. And this is why I'm not going to be dealing with this, you know, much longer. Because I'm going to be having to look at all the answers, excuse me, all the responses that I get in my Sidewalk University, because if I ask that question in Sidewalk University and every single one of those motherfuckers don't answer, I'm telling you, they ain't gonna get to be in the group. See, you guys can sit there and listen to me and hope I keep talking. They can't. They're going to be forced to ask whatever they ask. Let me see it. 443, do you have a question? Because you're at the top. What's up, man?
Yeah, I do have a question. It's about the five no's that you talk about. The no apologies. Does that count across the board or just when you're fucking with women? Because I've been in situations where I find myself about to apologize, and I see I don't really have to, but there are all
Hey, listen, man. Stop. I always say any credible man can answer his own questions if he just think about what he's asking. So what I am suggesting, think about what you asked me, man. What do you think the answer to that is? If it's wrong, it's wrong, and we'll talk about it. But be honest. Think about what you asked me. And what do you think the answer is?
I think the answer is if it would have been an exception, it wouldn't have been one of the no. It wouldn't have been the rule. It should apply across
the
board.
There is no exception to no apology for being you. That don't mean if you stepped on somebody's foot, you don't supposed to say, excuse me, or I apologize. That don't mean if you actually did something that, you know, requires an apology, you don't supposed to apologize. What that means is whatever the fuck you think, if you really think it, you ain't supposed to wait for nobody to give you approval to think it. And once you think it, you're supposed to do it, whatever it is. Because I'm not into that beta shit. This is another situation where you, instead of believing in yourself, you chose to do the beta thing. I'm telling you, bro.
I mean,
there's
it is a situation,
bro,
where I messed up at work and I'm like, should I say sorry?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not trying to say if the situation says, say you sorry, say it. I don't know. I wasn't there. What I'm saying is you're questioning yourself.
Answer.
What's the answer?
You're saying I should answer my own questions, yeah, in the moment.
But what's the answer?
I'm not sure what the question is.
You take too long. No, the question is, you asked the question to me, you know, should you ever be tripping about saying, making an apology or whatever, when you was asking about the five no's concerning being apologetic about who you are. But I'm saying, ask yourself that question now and be honest with yourself.
The answer is never apologize about being myself. But if it's
fucking right. You never apologize about being yourself. That does not mean to be a damn fool and don't apologize when you didn't fucked up. That means if you think that you should do this or that and you are keeping everything parameter-wise in mind, do it. That's me. If I'm at a function, you know, and this is some kind of event that's like where you donate shit, and I'm at this place, you know, of course I'm there theoretically because of whatever we're there for, but I'm there to fuck with bitches. I'm not there for nothing. I brought something to donate, but I'm there to fuck with bitches, and I'm going to choose when I donate that shit. I ain't gonna just come there and donate it. I'm gonna wait to see who's donating, what they donating, and goddamn it, when I see a motherfucker I'm gonna fuck with that's kind of donating what I got, shit, I might go up there and do. What I'm saying is, all of it is a game for me, because I'm always playing my hand. I'm never just doing some shit. It's all a game. My life is a constant excitement because I make shit like this game. So do me a favor, bro. You need to get my shit. You need to get my shit. You know, I didn't want to tell you that at
email,
first.
Bro.
Shoot me an email, man. You need my shit, man. It's going to bring a whole new you out. You ain't dumb. You just like scary. And you don't realize it. All right, I'm putting... Hey, okay, you was talking. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I can answer your question. I don't think any person can expect to attract anything they're afraid of.
Exactly. Well, you're right. Damn, I never forgot I had asked that question, man. All that game was kicking, man. I'm putting you back in. I got a couple of motherfuckers on here. 832, what's up?
Yeah, I was about to answer that question.
Come on.
Yeah, just like your man just said, you can't expect to attract anything that you're afraid of. And another question is, why would you even want to attract something that you're afraid of?
Well, check this out. Two things. In a situation like this, like I told, Sean. Hey, man, just because somebody said what you was going to say don't mean you shouldn't say it, or what you was going to say wasn't important. And if you don't want to say the exact same thing, then you're supposed to change up the wording so it sounds, you know, sort of original, but in the same vein. But what I'm saying, man, is when I'm not really asking you the question the way you actually are answering it. How can you attract a woman if you're really scared of women? Don't mean that when you see them, you cower in the corner and say, "Oh, I'm scared." It don't mean that. But there's like really innuendos, different ways you can see that you're scared. When you sit, you're leaning up against the bar, and this broad walked by, and you say, "God damn, she's fine." See, a real motherfucker is going to get at her right now. Hey, girl, where you going? Woo, woo. But a lot of motherfuckers will just let her walk by, and they won't say shit. And then when they see her the next day, they won't say shit. See, those dudes are scared of women. They're not scared of her. They're scared of what she represents. And you're talking about, your answer is like as if I'm talking about you're scared of her. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the motherfucker.
It's rejection
that's afraid.
Huh? It's more so the rejection that can come with her. The possible rejection.
Or all of what can come with her. It could be rejection. It could be whatever. You know, you might not want to be dealing with the money she going to be asking you for. All kinds of things. But what I'm saying is you got to be that type of thinker. You can't be a thinker that only thinks about the obvious shit. And this is called critical thinking. And if you don't learn how, well, sorry, bro, you don't sound like you got my course, so you ain't going to be in the group. So you won't learn about critical thinking, and you'll be doing this forever until you do learn about it. But, you know, you got anything else, bro?
I'm a pretty good critical thinker.
What is critical thinking?
Critical thinking is the art of thinking about thinking while you're thinking to make thinking better.
Critical thinking, I will go with that, what you said. But, I mean, how fucking vague is what you just said? Can you be more specific?
Can I be more specific about that? Give me a scenario.
I'm not giving you shit. I ask you a question. And if you can or you can't. Because I can tell you right now, critical thinking is when you take one point to the infinite degree. Hey, man, I'm thinking of crossing the street. Well, what the fuck are you going to do when you cross the street? When you cross the street and you do
right.
What you going to do after that? Yeah, critical thinking is thinking something all the way through. I don't need to take time. I don't need scenarios. I don't need shit because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not going to let a person be on the phone and say some shit to me, and I know they don't know what the fuck they're talking about because they can't do what I just did.
Well, I must say, you
feel me?
Man,
I feel you. And what I'm saying, if you be honest with yourself, this shit helps you. And then all I'm saying is I'm very defensive about what I think, and I just want people to know that, you know? I'm not mad. I just really don't want weak motherfuckers fucking with me or fucking with what
and
I'm doing.
And that's a quality that I'm learning from you, how to protect your mind, how to protect your perspectives of life. I mean, you don't want to limit yourself and not have room for growth, but you do need to you need to protect the core of your thinking because it's attacked daily by other motherfuckers.
Let's say you touching on some shit that I touch on. Why the fuck don't you have my course? Because I can tell you don't have it.
Why don't I have? I'm not gonna make no excuses. I have a gang of your.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. Check it out. What I'm saying is this: you on the cusp of being or getting or growing to where you want to go. Do you want to? How old are you?
23.
33. Okay.
I'm the
you had a sound.
Young
the young boys.
Yeah,
hey, with a young voice, yeah. Yeah, we talked before, right, I remember. Hey, check it. What I'm saying, man, you don't want to be a motherfucker that can't make the right decision or you ain't sure about whatever you're thinking. And my point is this. If you get the course, what the course does for you is make you believe in you. It makes you believe in you. It takes you through so many little tiny things which seem insignificant, but when you do them and you add them all up, whatever you need to do in part one, by the time you get to part two, you're going to see where you need these things that you did in part one. And these things in part one going to, at that point, become sort of a part of you because you see their value. But you'll never get it if you never see their value. Each course progresses along the line of becoming more you, all the way to 3.0, to when it tells you, I'm not going to really say what 3.0 is about, but what I'm saying is it gives you some important information that will shock your goddamn socks off because you never would have thought that was important. And once you get to 3.0, you're ready to come to SWU. And what I'm saying is you can't come there until a particular class that's in is over. So you have to wait. But you can
you're only picking up
what
35
you know.
Students at a time, right?
Yeah, which I'm at 35 now. So, you know, I ain't really trying to, you know, I mean, I'll take more if you come. But what I'm saying is I don't really want to take more because this is a lot of people's shit I got to read. But like I said, I'll go up to 50. You know, I reject, I'm a little bit more stricter on who I accept since I'm at 35. But, you know, I'll go to 50.
Okay.
And I'm going until the 2nd of January when the course actually starts. And once it starts,
this is KB.
You know, can't nobody get in.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
let me get one. This Trey. Hey, let me get back with you, man. Let me get Treyon. Ain't that you, Treyon?
Yeah, it is, man. I was about to leave my
Come
house.
Come on, what's
and I
up, man?
That question, man.
Huh?
Yeah,
oh,
heard,
you supposed to
heard.
Answer that question? You don't. You can answer it, but you know, I know you know, man. But anyway, come on.
Yeah, but I want to add some extra shit to it, man, because obviously
Come on.
The clear answer is...
Straight
yeah,
on. You don't supposed to explain shit after a motherfucker say, come on. You supposed
okay.
to come on with what you was going to say.
You can't be successful if you've got fear. But that fear can be a sign of what you need to do. In other words... If you see,
stop,
a woman,
stop right here. Stop. You keep your example, but write what you just said. You can't be successful if you have fear. But then that fear could be something warning you, or however you just said that. This is an oxymoron, not oxymoron, but a double contendra or whatever they call it. This is something
right.
that is innate at the same time. So where are you on it?
Are you saying what I'm operating on?
No. Where are you on fear? You said fear can be, you know, you can't really fuck with the bitch if you have fear. But then again, fear could be telling you or warning you or giving you good advice as far as what you were saying. So I'm saying, where are you?
I'm at the point where if I feel any kind of fear, which a lot of times I don't, but if I do, that tells me that I need to act definitely.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I'm the scariest motherfucker you ever met in your life. I am scared of all kind of shit, and it does the second thing you were saying. It makes me see shit. It makes me look for shit. It makes me not afraid to do what I'm scared of, but it certainly makes me consider that I'm scared and that, you know, something is up I ain't covering. Otherwise, I agree with you. I just wanted to know where you was coming from, and this is critical thought, and this is where critical thought would come in for you because you do see these things that you see, but you don't know what seeing them supposed to mean because what I'm saying is, if you know what seeing them is supposed to mean, you would choose a side. You're not going to be on the fence. Otherwise, is it good or is it bad? Fear. So let me ask you again. Is it good or is it bad?
It's
for
good
you.
Because it gives you. It's good because it gives you direction.
Listen to me, man. Do you see how if you would have said, man, fear... could be, you know, it could be, you know, bad, and it could also be good because it could be a warning, you know. And in my case, when I experience fear, it shows me different directions or it shows me whatever what you just said. Do you see how more thorough that answer is and how more that gets you into who you are instead of some vague answer that anybody can accept?
Right, I got you.
So what I'm saying, man, you're one of the guys that I'm, you know, really thinking is progressing. So as I talk to you saying this shit, I'm sure you know it. There's nothing negative. It's just clarifying some shit. And what I want you to do from now on is really think about what you're saying. Don't change how you think. Don't doubt how you think. Just think about how you think and
okay.
go deep into whatever it is you think. Figure out why you're thinking it. seeing all these people listening, they're saying, man, that's some good shit. It's important. Do you think I would be saying that shit to you on my motherfucking show, Treon, if it was something that you motherfuckers really paying for? Man, I'm going to tell you so much about what we just talked about that we ain't spoke on that it'll become much more clearer if it's not fully clear now. So just hold on until the second, bro.
hey
man, I love
it,
man. Hey, let me tell you something. You and Carmelin, you motherfuckers really kicking it. But let me ask you this. If you notice how however many people in that fucking group, you know, a lot of them check shit I say, but half them motherfuckers don't make comments. That's insecurity.
That's yeah, but a closed mouth don't get fed, man.
Well, we know that. Me and you know it. But what I'm saying is, this is what we gonna overcome. All this shit that we're seeing, bro, we gonna overcome this shit because I'm gonna make them do it. Remember, I made that post. I'm reading all y'all shit, everything. I'm reading it all.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not making judgments, but I'm seeing where I need to be, where I need to focus. You know, shit. And I see these motherfuckers don't think they're insecure because they think all these positive things. But why aren't they responding like you and Carmelin? Why aren't they?
Right.
There's other motherfuckers that are doing it. Don't get me wrong. But you guys are really doing it almost at every turn, which is dope. I love it. Keep doing it. But I'm saying, have you noticed how there's only a very few doing it?
Yeah, man, only a few.
Listen to this. Even in our group, many are called, but very few are qualified. That's why That's why there's only a few that's responding. Because ain't nobody encouraging you to respond. Ain't nobody encouraging Carmelin. Ain't nobody encouraging nobody that actually responds. But wait till the second, and they're going to be feeling a lot of pressure that you won't feel.
That's just
real life, man. That's just how it go. I got another guy, man. Let me get him, Treon. Hey, 732, what's up?
Bud, what's going on? This guy, I'm going to start right now.
Oh, this is Carmelin right now. What's up, man?
Right now, Treon, what's good? What's good?
Hey, I got him off, man, but hold on. Let me put him back on.
Hey
Treon,
man,
you there?
What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, you too.
Treon.
You too. I was just talking about it. Listen to me. Listen to me, man. This is early.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm a playing motherfucker. So I start posting shit early. Now, of course, I'm going to get responses. But I got to do something so I can get what I'm trying to get. And what I was trying to get is how are these motherfuckers going to be acting in this group? I don't want to wait till the school started to see, because then I got to waste time. What I'm saying is I see. And this is not the kind of group where you chit-chat bullshit. This is the group where you only talk about male confidence. Because what I'm saying is that's what you want to master. And you have to master, you learn to master it by limiting your thoughts. You don't want to think about what some fucking, that shit you put about the robot, now that was good. That you want to do shit like that. Because that's informative. That's talking about where the world is going. But little bullshit about some dude put up, are you a Mac or some bullshit. I don't want that kind of shit. That's groups. These punk-ass motherfucking groups, you know, that just have people in them that just talking. No. If you don't have nothing to say, don't say nothing. But if you have something to say, say it and let's talk about it because we are growing. Can you see that that's where I'm coming from in the group?
Yeah, that's Carmelin? A fact. That's a fact. Because what happened is Trayon just kept on challenging me. And I'm like, shit, what the fuck? Why he don't let it go? And he just kept on challenging me and challenging me. But I realized when you talk to a bitch, she going to keep on challenging you too. So if you could...
Stop. See, this is what... I can't let you talk no more. Because, see, this is what I'm talking about. See, let me tell you what you did, Garmelin, just now. And, Trayon, I love what you was doing. But what I'm saying, Garmelin, what you did, you just translated something into language for you. Because what I'm saying is when you said, damn, man, this motherfucker won't let this go, blah, 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 you start realizing that whatever you was thinking, kicking it with him, thinking that he ain't going to come at you with whatever, was dead. So you got to really make some sense with him. Didn't you think that?
Nah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I wasn't even thinking about that.
What I'm trying to say is this is what the value of the group is. We are not going to accept some bullshit or some surface answers. I don't want you to ever accept one. And Trayon, I want you to always come up with the shit you coming up with as far as what you and Garmelin was doing. Not with each other, but I'm talking with everybody, because that's what I do. I'm not going to say, hey, man, I want you to build me a ship and look at the ship you build and say, goddamn, that's a bad motherfucker. The first thing I ain't going to say shit. I'm going to just look for what the fuck is wrong. And I'm going to point out everything. And you say, goddamn, man, you just looking for shit. Yeah, that's right. Because if I don't find none, that means it ain't none. And you ain't going to experience none. And happy sailing to your ass. That's how I think,
yeah,
bro.
I'm loving the group, though.
Hey, man, because what we doing, you got an overseer, and you guys are stretching out. But you guys are stretching out. The rest of the group is not taking advantage of it. They are reading the shit, and they're getting it that way. But they still haven't overcame that insecurity of exposing themselves like you guys have. And you see, I agree, and I say whatever the hell I got to say. But what I'm saying is I love the interaction, the way the group is interacting, you know, and when people do make points, you know, Sean be on there, what's his name? Fuck your Damore, I forget what his name is. Carmelo? No, whatever. I forget his name. Damore, he be on there. A lot of you guys be on there, and you're doing good. It's just that I want more. I want more, especially from you two, because you two are some motherfuckers. Hey, so, damn, what happened? Hey, I lost Garmelin. Hey, Trayon, I'll put you back in, and I'm finna go on with my show, man. I mean, goddamn it, we ain't got but 6 minutes. I got like 2,000 things to say, and fuck. You know what? It's going to be a while before you're able to admit to yourself that you'd rather think about shit than accept that you're a coward when it comes to women. I mean, this is definitely going to be difficult for you because most of you motherfuckers won't be truthful with yourself. If you be truthful with yourself, and let's say you start accepting what I'm saying, it could only be a plus for you because you don't think this stuff. You think what you do think, and what you do think, look where it's getting you. Come on, man. It's not getting you anything. I want shit to actually Garmelin you back, man. You got something else?
No, I'm right here. I just wanted to let you know I had my call had dropped. So
no problem, man.
Right
but hey, listen, stay down, man. I'm telling you, you in for a roller coaster ride, bro.
I'm with it 100%.
All right, put you back in. Okay, see, you guys call in if you want to. you know, holler at me, say what you want to 657-383-0809. You know, but being committed as a man involves taking chances and getting shot down. It's the only way to grow past the fear of rejection. In my course, I give you several examples of what I mean when I say take more chances. I know it takes skill to even speak to 100 women a week and not let it do anything but make you can't wait for the next week. See, you have to have a full understanding, not a partial understanding of what you're doing. You have to have a full understanding of what you're doing in order to be brave enough to really take the fucking chances. There are chances that you need to take. They're necessary. And that's where the course shines. It's just really clear and concise. Do you go over with yourself what you're doing when you go out on the hunt? No, you don't. You don't because you haven't acknowledged to yourself what your objectives are. How can you win something without knowing what you're trying to win? It's that simple for me. You know, I tell you what it really is. I tell you what I want. And if it's got something to do with me, I go do it. I ain't afraid to take the initial chances when it, you know, come to gaining the confidence that I needed to score big time with women. And I didn't realize I was doing all this. I was just doing it. This is what's so important about the course. You're doing all the things that I stumbled on. You're getting all these things to turn you into this man in a concise format. And now you have a university to go to where you're going to actually master what you really have learned. I know a lot of you guys hear these dudes calling in talking about what they learned and how they, you know, grew. But what you don't know is that they really ain't even, they just got some game to where they can, what they gonna get now is the real deal. See, I took chances and I succeeded. You know, those chances I took, you know, once I realized I did it before, those shit, that shit turned into principles, you know, that I'm a live by. And I stand by all my principles because I've learned, I've seen the value in my life. And I just see how principles are just valuable. And I've seen the value or the lack of value in our lives without goddamn principles. You have to have principles, and you have to stand on those principles as if your life depended on it, because whether you know it or not, your sex life does depend on it. If you ain't got no principles, you ain't going to be able to fuck a bitch. Are you going to depend on your dick until that motherfucker don't work for you? And then you ain't going to be able to fuck with the bitch because you don't know shit about bitches. But a motherfucker like me, I can fuck a bitch with or without my dick. It won't be easy, but it won't be hard either. The only thing that I do is I start thinking about what I'm committed to as far as being a man and my principles, and I deal with it. Otherwise, I know how to touch a bitch. I know how to hold a bitch. I know how to kiss a bitch. I know how to talk to a bitch while I'm fucking just holding her. You know, I know the most important thing to a woman is the connection she feels, not the sex you give her. I'm saying I know this shit. And fucking with me, you're going to learn all of this shit. You're going to learn that even on these goddamn podcasts. But my motherfucking alumni, they going to really learn it. Look, 30 seconds, I'm be gone. If you got a question, come on, I'll answer it. But if not, I'm out. You know, we've been kicking it tonight. You know, I got a lot of shit to say all the time. So let's just roll like we rolling now. I'm out.